Welcome to The Money Men. My name is Julian Valance, joined as always by Benny Clifton from the Sportsbet Trading Floor. How was the week, Benny?
Yeah, good week. I mean, it was meant to be preview day at Turnbull Stakes Day, but I don't think the rest of the spring is any clearer after Saturday. It was some disappointing performances, but there were some impressive ones as well. And I mean, September Run was probably the highlight for mine.
Track, how did you think it played?
Yeah, good. I mean, the wind, going into the meeting, the wind was probably the biggest factor we were worried about. Obviously, no leaders won, which makes you think you'd be forgiving for leaders. But all in all, I think it was a pretty widespread of lanes won the races over the course of the day.
Out 7 metres, we spoke about on Insider Trading, 12% win strike rate for leaders anyways. We can get the track map up with all the information you can see there, punters. Good four, upgraded to good three after race three. Now, that was the first circle race, so that's probably when the stewards thought they could upgrade it. Vince Arcardi has sent us through the times from Daily Sectional, so thanks very much for that, Vince. We put that into our database. They've run some really quick times here, especially up the straight, which in essence was from that tailwind. So punting tip for the punters out there immediately is the market is going to absolutely love these races because they're fast run races, especially the straight races. There were three straight races. They've all gone inside standard times, even though they might have been moderate tempos early, maybe one or two of them. They have absolutely busted the clock. Now, the market in terms of when I talk about the market, I'm talking about the professionals. They're not looking at it. Yes, they probably have some type of algorithm goes into their system for the wind, but it's still the number that pumps out for those horses what they've ran. They're going to absolutely love the times that these horses have ran. So just mind, keep that in mind, that these horses that run, especially up the straight, the market's going to find them heavily, I think, going forward.
A couple of the slower races on the day were the two 1,400-metre races, and that was the races where they were into the wind for the most part of the race. So I think you'd be a little bit forgiving on the times of the 1,400-metre races.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point, especially a couple of those races around the circle. Obviously, that was a headwind into the home turn there. So, yep, it's a really good point you mentioned. I think especially the 1,400 metres, their times are a little bit soft compared to the rest, but those straight races, they've gone quick. I think they've been on a good three from the beginning. That's how fast this track has raced. Let's crack into race one. It was for the two-year-olds. Third of a second inside standard time, and I don't think they've gone overly fast here, Benny, but 21.88 last 400, 11.12 last 200. As you can see, identified with the yellow highlight is the best last 400, 200 of the day. And these two have gone really good. Now, General Bow, $1.90 into $1.50. So the market loved what it did first up, winning on debut up the straight. And then the rest, they sort of all got soft. Ingratiating, which wins the race, was 9 out to 12, obviously, on debut. They've smacked the rest by 6-7 lengths. I think you can follow those two with confidence.
Yeah, and the market is always going to side with the raced horses, particularly there are only two raced horses in this, and one of them was an impressive winner last start. General Bow probably overdid it a little bit in the run, over-raced early on, which is surprising given Jamie Carr rode, and we know how good her hands are. But it still ran through the line, so I'm not sure if it continues this prep, but obviously a nice enough horse. But, yeah, the winner Ingratiating, that was a really good performance on debut. And it's hard. You don't get much of a market sign out of that Godolphin camp. There's not generally a tip coming from there, so there was no money for it. But the fact it was so strong through the line suggests that it's going to win more races.
Yeah, absolutely. They've done a pretty good number there. So they're going to measure up. Obviously, they might go for a break, come back. But they're right in the picture for these major races. Obviously, they're a long way away. That was one of the first two-year-old races we've had in Victoria. Race two. Three quarters of a second inside standard time. So we spoke about it just earlier. This straight track was lightning fast. Market's going to love it. 22.28 last 400. 11.32 last 200. Very good. September Run, yes, was 21 into 15 last start. People had a little bit of a issue maybe with the SP of you're going to be taking sort of $2.40, $2.50 this week. But this horse just keeps improving with this camp. It was a sensational effort. Two starts ago when I think it came home 11-1, it's done it again, puts herself right in the picture for the Coolmore.
Yeah, you mentioned it started a big price last start, but there was money for it on that occasion. It was so impressive. You just had to believe the data that came out of that race. The sections it ran, the last 400 was phenomenal, and arguably probably not in the best part of the track either. So the fact that she was able to follow up that performance was a good sign. And, you know, the Chris Waller horses, they just improved start to start. And if you compare that to Minhaj, who ran all right first up, ran well again here, But the Hayes Dabney camp don't improve them like the Chris Waller camp does. And she can be competitive in the Coolmore for mine. Now, I know you're a big rap for this horse and you were on her on Saturday. Were you worried at any stage?
Yeah, I was worried in the run because theoretically we were thinking, well, that wind is actually going to be hit him on their right flank. And I just thought when Craig went to the spot, and obviously Ollie actually had him pocketed a little bit there. And then I thought, well, he's going to have to go in between them here at about probably the 600. Craig obviously had so much belief in her ability. He said, I'm actually going to stag behind Ollie, get to the outside, which again might not have been the greatest spot, and said, I'll let her do her thing. And she delivered in spades. In terms of the market perspective here, Valaquenta rock solid at $5.50, runs fifth. He's come back gelded, but he's not up to this class. Minaj, rock solid at $4.60, just coming out of that hot race we spoke about two starts ago. And September Run, that $2.50, this is a really good push. The market knew here with this horse. They were happy. Yes, we spoke about she was $15. Don't worry about that, especially with these early three-year-olds. We spoke about it on Three Wide and also Insider Trading. These early three-year-old races, the market just hasn't been very efficient. It's going to be efficient with September Run because she's put another big number up. She is right in the Coolmore picture. Market loves her. Market's going to love her out of this race because it's a big number.
There's reasons for it not being efficient. In these early three-year-old races, there's form lines coming from everywhere and it just can't line it up every time. But overall, the market is going to know. But on occasions, it's going to get it wrong. And last start in September Run, it obviously got it wrong.
Absolutely. Let's crack into race three. First race around the circle, 1,400 metres, which we spoke of. Equal to standard time here, but they've only gone moderately here. Pretty slow tempo. 22.74, 11.44, last 400, last 200, which is overall pretty good. But they were all running pretty good last 400s, 200s for the day. And riddle me that. Well, it was good first up, then failed dismally second up, sort of on a shifting track. Back to a dry track here. It got back to some of its better three-year-old form, riddle me that, and won a race.
Yeah, the first three home in this race were all rails in runs, so I'm thinking that wind, they ran into that wind for a lot longer than some of the other races that you did need cover in this race, and obviously that inside was pretty good ground. I thought the winner had the absolutely perfect run. I'm not sure what level it can go to next. I don't think there was anything special time-wise about this race. I thought Iconoclasm had every possible chance, and this is about its level. Best of Days ran home pretty well.
Yep, it's a good point. Just in terms of the market, Munitions was that import that was coming across. Pretty good tie for $5 out to $6.50, so got a little bit soft late. Fashino was the big flashing light horse, and we spoke about it on Insider Trading, you did, that it had been really well supported Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We speak about this, but the race didn't go that good that it was coming out of, but we know that people just love to black book those horses. Again, it was soft late, $5 out to $6, finishes eighth, disappointing. Spoke about Best of Days, 13 into 9, good sign. Didn't have much luck. I thought it was a really good performance. It's a hard horse to place now, though. It's a Group 1 winner. Just don't know where to sort of put this race, this horse into placement, because the Kentali you would say would be a race, but that's going to be a hot race. So just don't know where it goes. Iconoclasm, very good, 17 into 9.50. Market identified it. Its best is when the blinkers go back on. I think it goes to a Moonee Valley race where it's won the last couple of years. It'll be hard to beat. And the horse that you identified on Insider Trading that was going to get soft, Be Good to Your Mother, $4.80 out to $6.50, finishes 10th. Probably didn't like leading into that wind, dry track, but it was still disappointing.
There's only so many chances you can get, and it's not a betting proposition anymore, and it could be completely gone.
Yep, fair point. Race four, we went back up the straight here. A quarter of a second inside standard time, Benny, but 22.58, 11.64. Last 400, last 200. We identified in red here because of the three straight races. Obviously, we split them straight races compared to circle races. This was the worst in terms of last 400, last 200 for this race. Zutori, he's just a straight specialist. Obviously, didn't have the weight pull of a Tafani and those kinds of horses, but it didn't matter because you're going in a straight line, and he wins again.
Yeah, he's a track specialist, Zutori. You're always going to be competitive in these straight races. Just a note on Tafani, unlucky runner. Do you think it really pinged through the line late when it got out?
I do listen to I saw the narrative. It was like Tafani was, you know, the biggest slaughter of all time and didn't have much luck. But then I didn't think she savaged through the line. For me, I love seeing him through that last 50, 100 metres through the line to just see them. We spoke about it last week with a horse, I think the Matt Lurie horse, Portland Sky, that didn't savage through the line. And then obviously the market took a big set against it on Saturday in race two. I would have loved to have seen her better through the line. I know she goes to the Everest and she might be a player because there's a little bit going up there in that space, but yeah, I
didn't think she savaged the line at all. She wasn't really taking much ground off Satori. Maybe Ollie was being a little bit kind to her, but it wasn't a great run. And particularly this race, I can't see it being a great guide into the Group 1s over the Flemington Carnival. There's got to be better sprinters around than this, I think. And, you know, Kimantari was so close in this race, and that makes me query the form line. Santa Ana Lane, obviously the former big Group 1 horse. Did he do enough?
Oh, look, he's got to go to the Everest now. Can he win an Everest? I don't think so. I think Bruno, that was his go 2 or 3 years ago. He was okay. Dry probably didn't suit him. They went pretty quick. He probably first up, probably wanted it a little bit softer to maybe be able to finish off. Market perspective, Kimantari, 12 into $7.50, but he is what he is, Kimantari. Dollar for dollar, 12 into 7 runs really well. It's just as fit as it can be. It's always going to run well. 290 out to 340, Tafani got soft. Look, it was an okay run, but yeah, I wouldn't be jumping up and down saying it was the biggest beat of all time, but she possibly could have been. I think she probably wins the race if she gets luck, but if she does win the race, it doesn't make her start $5 in an Everest, that's for sure. And Zootori rock solid at $5.50. You're right, this race is not a race that you go, here's the VRC Classic winner. Yes, they'll be really competitive in the Salinger or whatever it's called, and they'll probably all run very similar again. But in terms of our race and how we rank the race, it's gone below average, so it's a bit of a worry, I think.
They'd have to find a length or two to win those races. They'll be competitive, but it's hard to see them springboarding off this race to win a Group 1.
Yeah, 4 from 10 from the Flemington straight 2 for Zootori. Absolutely just is loving it. Race 5 for the fillies here, Benny. A quarter of a second outside standard time. They haven't gone out overly quickly. 23.06, 11.68, last 400, 200. Concerns me a lot because it wasn't flashing home. Thermosphere was wide the whole way, comes down from Sydney, had no favours, but was in its own air, which we speak about a little bit. It's okay to be wide sometimes, although it did have that wind into its face, and it wasn't a fast tempo, so it was just a moderate tempo, so it could just do its own thing, and it wins the race. I'm worried about this race going forward.
Yeah, you don't mind being caught wide on a soft tempo, particularly at Flemington. You can win from being a little bit wide, but I think the fact that this was still able to win the race with that run really puts a pox on the form for the other horses, and there's got to be better fillies around than this lot. But Thermosphere, in regards to her, she can probably still be competitive as they go further, because there was a bit of merit in that win, but I worry about the horses behind her.
Yeah, the only hope I've sort of got is, yes, you take the winner, but I need the winner to be getting to 2,000 metres plus to continue to be competitive. As 1,600 metres as a race, this race has gone really poorly in terms of ranking. In terms of the market, Succeeding Indeed, which was the early favourite, well, it just was friendless. $4.80 out to $7. Would have started double figures if the race got held up a little bit longer. Miss Guggenheim, need to talk about her. 9 into 5, then got soft back out to $6.50 off that Geelong maiden win. Now, everyone's going to be black booking this horse. No luck. Just be careful. Got to be really careful. This race has gone terrible. So even though I know everyone's going to put it in its black book, you want the race to be ranking well. It hasn't. Yes, she's had no luck. But even if she gets luck and runs through and wins the race is still going no good. So just be careful about Miss Guggenheim punters. Chico Fuerte, I think hopefully if he can get up in distance, it might be competitive. 13 into $8.50. And Thermosphere, well, market was pretty keen on it early. 460 into $3.20. Got a little bit soft late out to $3.60. But still, market was pretty heavily in its favour.
Yeah, and you mentioned the drift on Succeed Indeed. It was an okay run. I think it'll be better over more ground. But, and you did mention, we talk about it every week, about the unlucky runner in a bad race. It's hard not to get sucked in by your eye, but you've got to trust the data more than the eye.
Correct. The times don't lie. Your eyes can, and I think that's the key for the punters out there. Just back it up with the clock, and it wasn't backed up with the clock with this race here. We'll be back after the break to dissect more races, including the Turnbull Stakes. Welcome back to The Money Men. We are dissecting Flemington Turnbull Stakes Day. These times are very, very quick, so the market's going to love this race card, I think. Race 6, it was the Bart Cummings. You win, you get into the Melbourne Cup, and this horse deserved it because they've gone 1.25 seconds inside standard time here, Benny. 23.06, 11.68, last 400, 200, which again is no loafing when you're coming out of a pretty quick race inside of standard. And Persan, Kieran Maher, I bang on about it every week, 2,400 metres plus, career at 18%, 2,400 metre career, 21%, last 12 months, 20 out of 81 in terms of winning strike rate, 25%. Just got to be with him. He's too good.
You love the stats. I've got a stat for you. 10 starts for Kieran Maher, this horse, for 6 wins, 3 seconds and a third. Never missed a place. He's really taken it to another level. It is just a horse that puts itself in the right spot at the right time and is very honest. So it goes into the Melbourne Cup now. Will be competitive, but doubt he can win it at this stage.
Yeah, I agree, but it's hard to knock the camp. But yeah, he's put himself into that position. There's a few horses that I want to talk about just in terms of market and also where you think they're at. Shand Ambition, 460 out to 5, finishes 5th.
Oh, just a run for my...
Yep. Steel Prince, oh, this is huge. 6 out to $7.50, finishes 3rd again. Huge effort last start in the Naturalism behind Order of the Garter where it was inside standard. Does it again. I just don't know how many times it can continue to do this because sometimes they're not machines. We know they're not machines. They can't continue to keep performing at this level day in, day out.
I think it's more about finding the right race. What is its race to win?
Well, I think they're going to the Geelong Cup. I think it's a bet in the Geelong Cup, and then I'd be a bit worried after that. But goes to the Geelong Cup, I think you can bet with confidence there. Lord Belvedere, rock solid, $5.50.
It was a disappointment for mine. It had a nice run and didn't finish off, which was a bit disappointing. And Chabal, I thought Pikey missed the boat again.
Sure did. Yeah, I think he did, and I think to his own admission he did. Craig Williams pulled his pants down around sort of the 600-metre mark. Craig was on his back with Shared Ambition, and then for some reason Craig sort of had two or three lengths on him at the 300, 400, and Chabal ran really well, but it just didn't work out for him. So I don't know really where he goes now. Maybe they have a crack at the old Saab, the Hotham, whatever it's called, maybe to get in, but... that was probably his race and it didn't work out. There's a black booker here, Benny, just for the fact that this was a really fast run race and horses that can finish off in fast run races I absolutely love. Back here, Admire Robson, sort of with the green and the white identified there perfectly by the team in the back end of the crew here with the producers highlighting Admire Robson. Now, this horse is a dry tracker, come from Japan, hasn't really done anything, was $41 into $15 on this day. There is a race in this. Now, I don't know where they go. Again, maybe they go to the Saab. Maybe they go to the Manu Valley Cup. But if you can get a dry track for this horse, I loved it through the line. 100 metres past the post. Beautiful. It can win a race.
It does seem that these level below stays are going really well at the moment. It's a pretty good quality. Even though they're probably not Melbourne Cup winners, they're going to win their share of races.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's a bit of depth there sort of below that top shelf. I agree with you. Turnbull Stakes, race 7. Equal to standard time here. Just even tempo here, Benny. 22.80 last 400, 11.42 last 200, which is very good compared to the day, as it should be when they're the best performed horses running around. And very elegant. Rock solid in the market, $5. She wins. She just wins because there was a few back on the inside that ran really well and gave her a fright. Obviously, Chris Waller trifectas the race. He's a fair trainer.
Yeah, for sure. And I cluster bet around very elegant here because I think she's such a superior wet tracker. She obviously got the job done on a good track here, but I can't see her winning any of the real big ones unless the track's really wet. So I just think that she's probably a two-length better horse on a wet track and she got the job done, but that's probably more of a sign that the other horses probably aren't quite at that right at that top level.
Yeah, no huge margins there, which obviously always can be a worry. The race is only going just bang on average really with us on terms of our database and how we bonus races. I will say the key here for Valerie Allegan, everyone was sort of getting into her about the dry track. I agree with you. She's definitely better on a soft track, totally. The key here, punters, to understand with Valerie Allegan is 14 days is the key for this horse. Spoke about it on Insider Trading. Spoke about it on 3 Wide No Cover. Spoke about it on Sectional Stars earlier in the week. The key is she was off 28 days when she failed when she was a short pride favourite last start. 14 days. 18 goes coming into Saturday for 5 wins. The 2 seconds were pined Adabe and Tiak Our Shark, and then the failure when she ran 5th in the Wakeful. She's just a horse that just loves the 2-week break. So now she's won 6 from 9 from the 2-week break. She'll be 2 weeks into the Caulfield Cup. Beautiful setup for her. I agree. That rating she did there is not going to win her a Caulfield Cup, but we know her rating from a Tancred on a soft track. Her performances in the Queen Elizabeth behind Adabe on a soft track will win her the race if she gets the soft track. That's what she needs.
Okay, I'm going to roll through a few horses here. Surprise baby.
Pass mark at best. Everyone's talking about him being far lap. He's not. And he's going to get to 3,200 metres. He's going to be better. But we need to stop with him being this superstar 2,000-metre horse. I don't really know that's going to happen.
Some chance he doesn't win another race for mine.
Yep.
Master of Wine.
Had its chance. 7 into 6. Thought it was plain. Worries me.
Finch.
Yeah, that's just him. I think I can't have him in a Caulfield Cup or those kinds of horses. $8.50 to $5.50, that was his race, I thought.
And there was one more, Warning.
He was outrageously good. And I'm worried about King of Leogrance as well, who was out the back and didn't do too much. Warning was very good, but geez, it's Warning. He surprises me. Yeah. But it was a very good run. So it gives me a concern about the race. Race 8 for the mares, equal to standard time. They went out pretty slowly here, Benny, but 22.64, 11.3 last 200. So the last 400, 200 was the best around the circle. That's why it's highlighted in yellow. And Sierra Sue, well, from the 300, it was as if Michael Walker decided, I'm just going to put a jetpack on. It has absolutely flown to win. This is a very good performance, good rating.
Really good horse. And, you know, a few of these other mares have been up a little while now. This is the fresh horse on the scene. Second up here, absolutely explosive. She can win the Group 1 over the Cup Carnival. I think she's the one to beat now.
Well, she's a horse that obviously can sit forward too, so that's a good performance. I will say Perfect Jewel, $4.60 into $3.50, plain. Madame Rouge, this was the grand final for her. Market was saying it. They set her forward, maybe two forward, according to Connections. I don't know about that. 5 into $3.80, only okay. Last race, let's crack on in here for the three-year-olds here. Equal to standard time, only moderate tempo, 23.72, 12. Again, in red because it was the worst around the circle, last 400, last 200. There's only one horse to talk about here. The market loves it off one maiden win, 3.80 into $2.60. I speak of Young Verta. Yes, the winner was Quay Quay, 10 into $6.50, which again, the market wanted to be with. But Young Verta, he puts his hoof up to win the VRC Derby, I think.
Yeah, he should have won on Saturday. I mean, yes. You look at that last 100 metres, he's just so strong through the line. I thought at one stage he was going to actually reel in the winner. But, yeah, as you see the market support, this is a horse that can win the VRC Derby, and I believe he's going straight there.
Yeah, possibly go straight there, which would be a great training performance. But Danny O'Brien, obviously, there's no knock on what he does with his stays. He's an absolute brilliant trainer. The market knew with this. They knew with Quay Quay. They knew with Young Verta. Even Alcione was 7 into 5. He was probably disappointing. But Young Verta, just the market absolutely frothing this horse is a great sign going forward that they've got it to a progressive, to a big, big number. And I'd say he's probably going to do it Derby Day. We know that Cam's pretty good on the grand finals. Young Verta for the Derby punters, but that is not finding anything that no one else has found. We'll be back after the break. Trash and Treasure. Welcome back, punters. Well, Trash and Treasure, what are we kicking to the curb here, Benny?
The Bob Peters crew have come over from WA seemingly without a plan. They've got absolutely top-draw horses, and the campaigns that they have produced, Perfect Jewel, for example, first up 1,200 metres, went to a 1,600-metre weight-for-age race, then went to another 1,600-metre race, backed up into a 1,400-metre race. They seem to be making it up as they go. I just don't think they've had a clear plan to get towards a grand final, and you can't do that in the Melbourne Spring Carnival because you have to be at your top of your game at the right time. And they look like they were going to win a Group 1 or 2, but I think their horses have expended too much energy early in the carnival, and by the time the big grand finals come around, I think they'll be in the paddock.
It's a fair old clip. I will say Bob Peters has got his horses. He can do whatever he wants with them. The key is for the punter out there for us who are betting, maybe just Zorro them, as we say at Pennant. We call it Zorro. Give him the Zorro, mate. You took back Superstorm in a Turnbull, so you were pretty keen on him.
Yeah, and how's the preparation? 1,100, 1,400 out to 2,000 metres. He's a good horse. I thought it was
a winnable race. I reckon he'll back up into the Turak, which I spoke about last week as well. That was the plan. They did it with Regal Power. Don't be surprised to see that.
He should have gone straight to the Turak from the 1,400
metre
race.
Race 5's gone no good, I don't think, so just be worried about that. Those fillies races going forward, they need to get to a distance 2,000 metres plus to be competitive again, I think. Treasure. Get us some treasure.
Young Verta can win the VRC Derby. Obviously, the market was with it on Saturday. Very strong through the line.
Yeah, September run, very good performance. The market's going to love this fast run. I know it was a tailwind, but still the market doesn't care about that. She's a major player in the Coolmore.
And Sierra Sue, the fresh meat on the scene, she can win the Group 1 mares on Oaks Day, I believe, or is it Derby Day? And she's come back really well.
Yeah, she sure has. We'll be back next week. It is Guineas Day. We've got the Caulfield Guineas. We've got the 1,000 Guineas. We've got the Caulfield Stakes. We'll see Russian Camelot. And we've got the Herbert Power win and you get into a Caulfield Cup. We'll see you then.